I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The fall typically ushers in the beginning of flu season in the U.S. To talk about seasonal influenza and the flu vaccination this year is Dr. Scott Curry. He's an assistant professor of infectious diseases, and he's an epidemiologist at MUSC. Dr. Curry, why is getting the flu vaccination important for us as individuals this year, as well as beneficial for our communities?
Well, certainly at the individual level, you don't want to get the flu. It's a mean, nasty illness that puts most people in bed for a week, and you'll lose work as a result. At the community level, though, we fill our hospitals in the wintertime and late fall with influenza patients. And anything we can do not to fill our hospitals with those same patients is going to be of benefit to us when we're facing the possibility of what we're calling a twindemic, which is a surge of COVID patients at the same time we experience our seasonal winter flu hospitalizations.
And who is the flu vaccine recommended for, and when's the best time to get the vaccine?
As far as those who are advised to get it, it's almost everyone over the age of 6 months. There are a few exceptions that you can speak with your physician about. As far as timing, it's as soon as you can get it. We're late enough already in the season now. If you can get it, because the longer you delay, the less protection you have in a high incidence month, which is coming up on November.
Why do people over the age of 65 receive a higher dose flu shot?
Those who are in the older age brackets, particularly north of age 65, have a harder time responding to the standard doses of flu vaccine that exist. The high-dose flu vaccines are 4 times the dose of the standard and provoke a better immune response in that age group. And those are the folks most at risk to become hospitalized with influenza. So it's kind of a double-edged benefit to them.
And how long after receiving the flu shot does protection kick in?
2 weeks.
Do we know how effective this year's flu vaccine will be, or what strains of seasonal flu it will protect against?
So every year's flu vaccine is based on what we see in the southern hemisphere in their wintertime, which is corresponding with our summer. So we never quite know if it's going to be an exact match to the flu strains that are going to circulate this winter. We only know that after the fact, but our best guesses always come from that. Almost all U.S. flu vaccines will have 4 different strains of flu, 2A and 2B.
Is there anything new this year related to the flu vaccine?
Yes, we have some options for those who are really averse to shots. The live inactivated flu virus nasal spray vaccines are back. They were gone for a few years because of effectiveness data didn't show they worked as well, but we have solved some of those problems and those vaccines are available for some populations. We also have new formulations of the flu vaccine that are appropriate for those who have very serious egg allergies. That's an issue because the flu vaccine is grown in chicken eggs, and those are available.
Tell us about some of the new adaptations for getting the flu shot in our communities due to the pandemic this year.
In many parts of South Carolina, health systems or commercial pharmacies or both are preparing drive-through or drive-up vaccination clinics, which will solve some of the issues with close indoor crowding in medical clinics that, of course, raise the potential to spread all respiratory viruses, including COVID. So you should definitely ask your local physician, is that available in your community? And if it is, it'd be a great option for getting the influenza vaccine this season.
Dr. Curry, thanks for providing this information about seasonal influenza and the flu vaccine this year.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.